Jenna, thanks for taking the time out of your day to chat with me about your performance at Folk on the Rocks. Let's kind of get things started off. Tell me a little bit about yourself. How'd you kind of get involved with playing music and kind of getting to be to the place where you're now going to be featured on Folk on the Rocks?
I grew up on Prince Edward Island. I have a lot of musicians in my family, so from a young age I have lots of memories of going to local events in PEI. My sisters both are musicians back on the East Coast as well, so they really introduced me to music growing up and kind of learned to appreciate it through especially my sister Megan's lens of just how much like work and dedication goes really into not only performing but creating music. So it's also always been a very important part of our lives. And so moving up to the north, I moved to Inuvik almost 8 years ago now, and I was just feeling a little bit maybe a bit of disconnected from kind of that part of myself. So I was starting to really dive into creating that for myself rather than, I don't have that kind of those influences as much around me. I was new in town. And then over time, I started to get to know the community, especially here in Yellowknife. There's really strong kind of energy of the arts in Yellowknife as well. So slowly have just been getting to know people, sharing in that space. And then I took part in the event to perform at Folk on the Rocks last year. And one of the organizers for Folk reached out to me in the fall to perform this year, so that's where I am now.
Awesome. Well, that's great how you can that's a nice little story there, getting to, as you said, do the main stage show down last year and then getting contacted by one of the Folk organizers to then get things moving for this year. So I can imagine, I know the answer to this question, but what are your feelings coming up towards this performance at Folk? I imagine there are some nerves, but what's kind of your excitement levels at?
Yeah, it's my first time ever performing at a festival, so maybe a little nerves, but I think the community here has just been so encouraging to, you know, go over and visit a friend and go through some of my music and take part in some of the smaller events happening around Yellowknife this summer so far. So it's been really helpful just to be really encouraged by the folks that live here and helping me just to kind of not take myself too seriously and just have fun with it. And sometimes we can be hardest on ourselves, right? So,
oh, for sure, yeah.
With the encouragement of everyone, it's just been helpful to just look forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that there, that you are definitely, when you're a performer doing anything creative like that, you are your own worst critic at the end of the day. And of course, there are, not just you performing at the festival, there are so many other incredible, you know, local artists coming up here just for the festival. What are some artists that you're really excited to see at Folk on the Rocks this year?
Yeah, there's so many coming up that I'm really looking forward to seeing. One in particular, Serene Ryder, as a fellow Canadian female singer, I'm really looking forward to sharing that space with her. She's been someone who I've followed since I was a kid in their music, so it feels pretty influential to be sharing kind of a space and a stage with someone like Serena. And then, of course, I always wanted to call them the Honey Bucket Orchestra because I'm a house voter, but Lemon Bucket Orchestra is someone I'm really looking forward to seeing. And I got to go to one of the events that Desiree Dawson put on earlier this spring. So she just has this like glowing energy to her. So looking forward to seeing her perform as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's some really great talents you all named there. I know, I'm glad you mentioned them. I heard a lot of good things about the Lemon Bucket Orchestra the last time they were up here, so it's great to see them coming back Obviously, with this next switch, you know, we need to give everything away, but there was definitely going to be some people coming to your performance at Folk who might not have ever got the chance to hear your music before. So what can kind of people expect from your performance, Jenna, at Folk on the Rocks later this summer?
I think for myself, I'm still learning to, like, lean into myself as a musician and learning a little bit more about the songs that I'm creating. And I think something that always comes back to me is I've learned to value storytelling so much. It's been something that my sister really influenced me, just how much that it could add to a song and how much people could connect to a song by storytelling, not only within her music, but like explaining a little bit more about the music before. So my genre in general is still kind of unknown between rock or folk, more folk rock kind of. I think what I want out of my songs is just to be able to connect. Mm-hmm. Maybe one person can relate, or even if my story is a bit different, they can kind of reflect on how that's similar or affecting their lives, and it can just like bring people together.
Yeah, I think that's a really noble goal to have, and I think it's a goal a lot of artists, you know, seek out for, especially when their music or what they create is a little bit more emotional. You're like, I don't need to, you know, connect with, you know, 100 or 100 or 1,000 of other people. I mean, that would be great, but as long as one person, as mm-hmm. you said there, as long as one person feels something from it, then it feels like, you know, you've kind of done your job as an artist. Moving on here to the last question, I've really enjoyed the time we've gotten the chat so far, Jenna, but question I love getting to ask other artists that I've chatted with is the kind of inspiration that I think the North can allow is really second to none in a lot of places. Like, there are so many incredible, like, landscapes or animals or all this different stuff up here. Like, we're just really, like, so much, there's just so much of everything up here that it's not really something I expected when I moved up here. Mm. But if you were to think of an aspect of the territories, what would you say helps in the NWT kind of inspire your music, Jenna?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I can relate to everything you just said about how, you know, originally when I moved up here to be a nurse in Inuvik, I didn't really know the gifts that the North was going to give me. So over time, I've really grown to connect and feel grounded by the land and the people who have become big parts of my life, or just the space people have shared with me to learn and grow in a lot of ways. So I think where I feel most grounded is definitely in those spaces of like learning to appreciate what's around me more. And it's really helped me grow in many ways. And I think you can definitely see how that comes out in the songs that I write, lots of experiences of maybe what has crossed my path, stories shared with me, but also my way of feeling grounded and connected to helping me move through maybe really difficult, challenging situations at times, but also like how it also brings this sense of, yeah, calm and being able to move past some of those experiences.